Wongarali Maji Noon. This is Breakfast with Lish Vaya on ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.
One of our three finalists in the Community All-Star category is Hannah Adrevsky, who, after struggling to find anywhere to donate her pre-loved baby items, decided to form her own charity. It's called Roundabout Canberra, and she did it while on maternity leave and caring for two small kids. Good morning to you, Hannah.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Like, all from the baby bump that you amassed yourself. How has Roundabout Canberra grown?
It's grown hugely. It still blows my mind. So we started it, I first had the idea at the end of 2017, and then it kicked off properly in early 2018. And it's grown a lot since then. So in terms of the number of families we've helped, so in that first year we helped just over 300 children. And then last year we helped well over 1,000. I think it was about 1,300. We've definitely already helped that many so far this year, and we know it's going to keep increasing. But we also, the number of volunteers that we have, the amount of stuff that people donate to us, it's grown incredibly. I can't believe it.
I know early on when you started it, you were surrounded by baby bump that kept on being donated, because as babies grow up, as they are wont to do, they grow out of the stuff and it needs somewhere to store. How did you go organising it at the beginning?
Yeah, so I think I naively thought right at the start that it might be something I could manage from my 3-bedroom apartment, but thankfully we didn't have to do that. So we were really lucky. We got a space at Sports Club Kayleen that we were in for a number of years. But last year, when COVID hit, the club we were in unfortunately had to close, and we were already bursting at the seams where we were. So we were really fortunate. The ACT government helped us out, and we're now in an ACT government space in a business hub in Holt, which means we've got room to grow and hold the things we need and manage, obviously not right now, but have our volunteers in there helping with things.
Where does the bump go once you've collected it and cleaned it and done everything else to it? How do you get it to the people who need it?
Yeah, so our model, so we don't work with the families themselves that are in need. So we work with social services. So we work with close to 100 services in and around Canberra. So that's the hospitals, women's refuges, Red Cross, Wananga. So really right across the full spectrum of services that might be supporting people in need of things in Canberra. And basically, whenever a service is working with a family that needs goods for their children, the service comes to us, fills out a form, tells us exactly what that family needs. So it's different for every family. Some of them might need a box of winter clothes. Others might need everything you'd possibly require for a newborn baby. We get that ready. The service comes and picks it up and takes it to the family. And for us, that's about sort of protecting the dignity of the families that are in need of goods, but also just recognising that if someone's in need of goods, they probably need some other form of support, and we're all just normal people that aren't able to offer any of that support. So we just want to make sure it goes through the services.
Hannah, over the years, well, you've grown and grown and grown. What do you need most from the Canberra community? Is it stuff, or is it other volunteers, or is it support in other ways?
Yes. Obviously, we're talking in an unusual time right now with COVID having sent us into a lockdown. I guess so right now, to reassure everyone, we have a very small group of paid staff, casual paid staff who are in there keeping our orders going out, so that we can continue to support families in need, because although, you know, we're in lockdown, we're still getting orders. So right this minute, the best thing that people could do if they want to help us is make a financial donation, which can be made through our website, roundaboutcanberra.org. But in normal times, as soon as we reopen, there's sort of something for everyone. So we're obviously always extremely grateful to receive great quality baby and children's items. So we help kids all the way up to age 16, so clothing and toys, right through to that 16-year-old age group. We also have, and you can find a list of the things we do and don't accept on our website as well. We also are constantly in need of volunteers. It's a lovely, social, happy place to be and to volunteer. And then there's,
Is it your full-time gig now, Hannah?
No, it's not actually. At the beginning of this year, I'd been managing Roundabout as an unpaid CEO for about 3 years alongside my 4-day-a-week paid job and my two kids. It was too much. So we are extremely grateful. We've brought on a part-time paid CEO, Jeanette Dyer, who's just been doing a fabulous job. So I think that just shows the growth. We've gotten to the point where we're now in need of a paid CEO, and I think we've sort of, it's amazing we lasted this long without her, but she's, yeah. So that's,
and the funding for that position, does that come from ACT government or donations?
No, we don't have any ongoing funding and from the ACT government, but we rely on mainly our community. So we do, we run events and high teas and fundraising and things like that.
Fabulous work. Great to meet you, Hannah.
Thank you. Great to meet you as well. Have a great day.